Now, when John was told that the solution lie in measuring the temple, and he was given the temple and the altar and leave out the courtyard. He also said measure the worshipers. The worshipers were measured in the pre-Advent judgment, that is, before the coming of Christ. There is a measuring done in heaven. There is an opening of the books to measure one's life and to see if one has fully accepted the forgiveness and grace that God has offered. But the measuring of the temple was very exact proportions. The first compartment was double the length of the second compartment, and then there was the altar. So we mentioned that there were 40 cubits in the first compartment, 20 cubits in the second compartment, and 10 cubits for the altar outside in the courtyard. Now, it's interesting that history is divided up the same way. Before the coming of Christ, you have approximately 4,000 years. After the coming of Christ, we've had nearly 2,000 years. And the millennium is, according to the Bible, 1,000 years. Those add up to 7,000 years. Now, the book of Enoch, the prophecies of Enoch, from which Jude quotes, so we won't dismiss them all, even though they're not in the Bible, said that there would be seven periods of 1,000 years, and then there would be a time of not counting, which we call eternity. Many people through the ages have believed that God has allowed 6,000 years for this experiment. It's been believed by theologians for well over 2,000 years. And in my next segment, I will actually give some quotations so that you can see some of those beliefs. So what does this have to do with history and the coming of Christ? Well, history is divided up much like the temple. 4,000 years, 2,000 years, and 1,000 years. Holy place, 40 cubits. Most holy place, 20 cubits. Altar, 10 cubits. Now, the altar, I believe, represents the millennium because the altar consumed the sacrifice after the blood was sprinkled before the veil. And in the end, that is the end of the millennium, God will destroy with hellfire, which is not eternal fire, but it is very quickly. He will destroy all that sin has developed. And all those who have clung to sin and rebelled against God will be destroyed. And everything evil and unclean will be destroyed in the fire. And that's represented by the altar, which was exactly 10 cubits in length. Now, another interesting thing is, as we look at the book of Revelation, we see that the seals, the trumpets, and the plagues are divided up in this same way. There are four seals that are similar. Four horsemen riding various colored horses. Then the next two seals are different. And then the seventh seal is, after an interlude, is different yet. So you see there's a grouping of four and two and one, just like history. You see the same with the trumpets, and you see the same with the plagues. The grouping of four, of two, interlude, and then one. Is God trying to tell us something? Seven is a very important number with God. He created this earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. The only numerical system that has no astronomical or lunar connection. And so seven is important. It's God's number. It has to do with perfection. It has to do with freedom. It has to do with God. Whereas man's number is six because we are incomplete, we are imperfect, and we are in rebellion. And so seven is a very special number. Now, we know that the Bible says in Revelation, the 12th chapter in verse 12, that the devil knows that his time is short. That's why he's angry. If he knows his time is short, then he knows that there's a period of time given to this, whether he knows exactly how much or not. We don't know. But God has given a period of time, and many have believed that that period of time is about 6,000 years. Now, we're not going to set dates because God could shave it off a little and cut it short. He could lengthen it in his mercy. But 6,000 years plus the millennium makes 7,000-year period. And so those believers that were disappointed, because from 1800 to 1844, There was the belief in the imminent return of Christ. Their disappointment was to be answered in the fact that it was not time for Jesus to come. The time was not up. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.